Meet Philip Ogunaike, the visionary entrepreneur behind Parkwell, Nigeria's groundbreaking parking and mobility solutions company. With a passion for smarter cities and seamless urban living, Philip is transforming the way we park, move, and connect. Through innovative technology and sustainable strategies, Parkwell is redefining urban mobility in Lagos and beyond. Driven by innovation and community impact, Philip Ogunaike is not just shaping Africa's smart city narrative, he's setting a global standard for the future of mobility.
Hello, my name is Philip Ogunaike. I'm the founder and CEO at Parkwell. At Parkwell, we are building an Airbnb for parking. This whole journey started 2020 when the whole idea came. Actually, it was a personal experience where I was going for a very important meeting that has to do with my career, very key meeting. And because of terrible parking in Lagos, I was very late for the meeting and I lost the opportunity. And something that became like a very big challenge for me became a life-changing aha moment where I thought, even though it looks so simple, if parking can be organized digitally, you could have people saving time, while they do other things that they love, and very importantly also finding a place to leave their vehicles. And so we did a little research and we found that over 5 million vehicles at least exist in Lagos State, and 3 million drivers daily struggle to find a place to leave their vehicles while they go about their normal businesses. And in 2023, we kicked off our operations for Parkwell, and where we are today is quite interesting. So our website, you can find us on our website, parkwell.africa and justparkwell.com. We have our apps on the Google Play Store and on the App Store. That's just Parkwell. So when you search for Parkwell, you are able to find our app to use, and then you can get started immediately. We have a subscription model that we've brought out to very, very minimal cost. You could just subscribe for a month and you'll be able to find parking and use parking as much as you like across Lagos. We also we are an Airbnb for parking, so we also make it very simple for car park owners to be able to onboard themselves. So when you search for Parkwell Partners on Google Play and iOS, Play App Store, you're able to find an app that can help you onboard your car park lots, from about 3 car park lots up to hundreds of them. You're able to onboard and manage it. So it's simple, like an SaaS for car park owners to be able to manage their parking lots and be able to optimize their revenue. We are on social media. You can find us at Just Parkwell. On LinkedIn, you can find us as Parkwell, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Just Parkwell. And let me say this, we are not just operating for Nigeria. We are also going to be a global brand. We are already in Senegal, and then we are hoping to be able to reach other very key African cities to be able to help solve a parking problem. When we started initially, the challenge was around getting skills or people that the skilled tech guys that could help us build, and so it took a lot of time. We went on back and forth. We had to do some scheduling of launch for our MVP, but we were able to get that in place. We also had a challenge around educating people, because it's a new thing in the African space, and so we had to do a lot of education. We had to go around educating both the car park owners and also drivers And in the first year, we had over 3,000, that's in the first few months, over 3,000 downloads and registered users on our platform. We saw it as an opportunity because, you know, we were one of the first people to come into the market with this innovation. And so the third challenge that we also faced was around funding. You know, the African tech space is still underfunded. We believe it's getting better, but you know, all these challenges, we found one way or the other to be able to surmount them. We were on an accelerator sometimes last year while we were launching Startup Bootcamp Afritech, and this helped us to be able to position ourselves to be able to push. And right now we are also enjoying some grants with the Impact Hub in collaboration with 54 Collective. Yeah, so very interestingly, a few things and cut across a lot of sectors. For example, on the climatic sector, we've been able to help drivers save, you know, the climate from, you know, extra carbon, you know, emissions. Just like me, that I had to go, you know, round the route and also stay for a long time before I could find a place to park my car. And I lost my the opportunity I was looking for. Now drivers can, as it were, find a place to leave their vehicles very simply, book a parking lot, and they're able to get directions from where they are to where they are going to through the Parkwell app, simplified. So we've been able to help save a lot of carbon emission, you know, the environment. You know, we're also looking for how to be able to capture this, you know, so that we could actually have it in numbers. Also, one of the good parts that we've really had is when we see car park owners testifying. So, for example, there was this guy, when we kicked off, then he was excited. He owned a hotel, and then people just parked randomly, you know, without paying any dime. But in 2 days, he made about 15,000 naira. And I was like, wow, thank you, Parkwell, for what you guys are doing. And, you know, there had been a lot of other testimonials that have come out of these wonderful things. I understand that there are a lot of challenges we faced, but there are also a very number, good number of good high times that we've also experienced that has made us happy doing what we are doing.
Hi, Philip.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Good to have you here.
It's my pleasure.
I love what you're doing. You know, there is nothing like starting a business from a place of pain.
Yeah.
No one can actually describe what you see more than you. And I like the fact that what you're doing is out of a personal experience. So something drives you on a daily basis. So how has it been?
Well, it's been interesting. So this is like the second tech startup I had to build. The first was an ed tech company.
Wow.
Yeah, but this is carrying so much passion for me and very interesting because we've had experiences, you know, every step of the way. And we just keep reminding ourselves of the pain we're solving, you know, why we keep learning on the curve to make sure we do better.
And it's actually a huge pain, especially living in this city called Lagos.
Yeah. But I would say to you that Lagos is very, very populated, but it's actually a global challenge.
Hmm.
So we did a little survey and we found out in New York, over $3.2 billion is being wasted on fuel, emissions, and also wasted time.
Just running around.
Yeah, per year in New York alone.
Wow, wow. I hope you are going to give us that same data for Nigeria.
Very soon.
All right. We'll look forward to it. Okay, let's talk about money. So how do you actually make money in this business?
Okay, so is it cocoa? Money is the cocoa.
Is it cocoa?
Yeah, so we for now we do transactional commissions.
Okay.
We charge between 10% to 30%, you know, on each transactions that we do. But very soon, from next month, November, we would include our subscription model.
Okay.
Yeah. So how we make money is whatever transaction or whatever booking anyone makes on the app, we've automated it, that immediately you make a booking, 10-20%, depending on how much you've agreed with the car park owner, is debited automatically, and then the remaining is going to the car park owner's wallet for him to request for withdrawal.
Wow, amazing, amazing. So I'm going to ask you, I don't know if it's a bit of a personal question, but I love business owners that have the tab on their numbers. So on a daily basis, how much do you expect Parkwell to make?
Okay, so Parkwell to make, for now, because we're still growing, the highest we've made is about 150 thereabouts on a daily basis. And the least we've made is zero. All right. Yeah.
But
on the average, I'm going to give myself around, right now, around say 45-50K on a daily basis. When we started and when the Naira was good and things were really going well, we were making kind of high figures. But around late last year, when things started affecting the economy, our numbers dropped. But right now we're picking up again, and we're hopeful before the end of the year we might start seeing revenues that are in millions, you know, coming in, because the numbers are there, vehicles that look for parking are there. All right, if we could just get our partnerships on, you know, on an increasing level, we would see the figures, you know, rise. But I don't want to give exact details.
Not a problem. Because I believe that there is huge demand for the service you're offering. So I think you still have to do a bit of work.
Yes,
when you set that target for yourself, say, I want to make 1 million per day, that drives you to the market to go and look for these people that will help you make your 1 million. So I will advise that you work on your marketing. Get more people to know about Parkwell. When people know, they won't struggle again. It's a pain. If you show up to let people know that you are here to erase that pain, they won't even bat an eye to look for where that app is, download it. Oh, I'm heading to Lagos. I must download this app because I don't want to run around. And you can actually also come from a place of pain in your marketing. Don't waste that fuel you bought at how much Naira. You know, that those kind of posts will help. You need to do a lot of brand awareness.
Yeah. So I agree with you when you spoke about those things. We actually are revamping our whole strategy around marketing.
Okay.
And very, very quickly, like I said earlier on, we are going to be shooting out our subscription model. And this is because we found that although Nigerians are they're interesting people, sometimes they struggle with even preparing for their journey before the journey starts.
Yeah.
All right. So we want to help them to be able to anticipate their parking needs. All right. That is why we would need them to have, you know, a subscription model. Have an understanding of where exactly the routes more often, and preempt, you know,
the what will happen,
so that even though you're on the road, all right, you are able to find a parking that suits your need part time, you know. And those are the things that we are doing. So November 1, we're gonna shoot up our subscription model, and we will see our numbers really skyrocket. Yeah.
So I believe strongly, like I mentioned, it's a need, and it's with marketing that you can conquer. Yes, we are talking about cash flow. You won't have cash flow problem when you do proper marketing.
Sure.
Now, it starts from you understanding the pain point of the user of this app.
Sure.
You need to work on that because you can't actually divorce money from marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it starts with understanding that person. If it means you spending some time engaging people that have used the app so far, getting those issues they had before they started using you and their testimonials, use that to come up with your marketing framework and put it out there. That is one. The same information you get from them, use that to host things like webinars. Use that to create guides and get people to download these things for free. Okay, so let's say 1,000 people join your webinar and you are giving them guides. And what should be in this guide? Guide around all the parking lots in Ikeja, all the parking lots that they can find in Lekki. You know, these are things that these people need. Once you are able to help me solve a problem, another one comes up, I depend on you. So I've downloaded your guide. Remember, I gave you my contact details. So once I download, you have my contact details, you push your marketing messaging to me and tell me, if you are here to download the app, download it. I believe you are going because you know your customers or you know the people you are trying to reach. If they are professionals, don't miss that interview because you are still driving around to look for where to park. Use people's story to compel them to download the app and actually use it.
Yeah, so I really agree with you. So we've done a little learning so far. We keep learning. We are learning from their stories, the ones that are actually using our platforms.
Yeah.
And I agree with what you're saying, using, you know, whatever we've learned to be able to help to guide other future users. And I'm also saying that the government is also getting quite interested, you know, in this.
In what you're doing.
Because it's the parking authority, they are getting more invested in making sure that the parking is done well. You know, yeah. And so I agree with you.
So definitely you get their support.
Yeah, yeah.
So will you say that you have a cash flow problem?
I would say that we are growing and Johnny's an interesting one. And I'm very, very certain that the future is only going to be brighter.
Yeah. Because I don't see, because you have something that people need,
yeah.
I don't see cash flow as a problem if you properly channel and you're speaking to the people that need you.
Yeah.
It's just to tweak whatever you've been doing. Also go into testimonial marketing, both on the individual side and on the corporate side for your partners, okay? Because by the time 10 more people that own or operate a parking lot see what someone else is saying, they want to join the bandwagon and they don't want to even do all the work all by themselves. The app will just be pushing people to them. I look forward to seeing what you are going to do with Parkwell. In fact, the name already sells what you have. I look forward to seeing you in the next few months and hearing your success story around Parkwell. Well done, Philip.
Thank you so much.
Well done. Thank you very much.